Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hello and welcome to the Journey Now podcast. I'm Kevin, one of the pastors at Journey Church. Over the last several weeks, we have been doing a sermon series on messages on hope. And this series is rooted in the idea of what the disciples were doing and what they did after Jesus rose from the dead. It is a question that is largely answered in the book of Acts, which chronicles the life of the apostles as they started to establish church. In Acts chapter 5, there's a paragraph in verses 12 through 16, which speaks to how the apostles' reputation had grown. They were doing so many signs and wonders, people were starting to get a little nervous around them. But who wouldn't be around someone who could heal somebody? People may have been a little nervous, but they still held them in high esteem. Listen as I read from Acts chapter 5. The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed. Back in the 90s, when I was a 20-something pastor, I was invited to join with some really well-known pastors to work on a project for our denomination. These men were authors, sought-after speakers, and they pastored some really large churches, and for the most part, would have been considered to be famous. I was nervous about meeting them, let alone collaborating with them on a project. I figured I would just sit and listen and learn what I could, speak up when I was asked, take some notes, be a good student. This was a project to help churches of all sizes and locations within our denomination develop good spiritual formation practices. It was pretty obvious early in the first meeting that some of the guys weren't overly interested in being there. It felt like it might have even been a little bit beneath them. I was, for the most part, expecting some condescending comments, but I didn't expect the lack of passion for the work of the ministry from these guys. I listened and didn't say a word for the first morning session. There were seven of us in the room, so it was pretty obvious that I wasn't the one engaged or talking. We went to lunch, and the president of the denomination sat down next to me, and he started a conversation. I knew he had something on his mind, and it started something like this. He said, "I didn't invite you to these meetings so you could just sit and listen. We need to hear from you. Everyone here is about 30 years older than you, and they have great influence. But they also need some perspective from someone younger, like you. So I'm going to tell them to listen to what you have to say." I was intimidated by their success, and I wanted to be in the room with them, but I wanted to be on the sideline. I was hoping that if I could just be in their presence somehow, I would be blessed. I was invited to participate with the influencers of the day. I learned a lot in those meetings. A few meetings turned into many meetings, and a couple of the pastors were too busy to be a part of it. And so it ended up that just a couple of guys really stuck it out, but we became good friends. We developed a respect for one another. The work of the kingdom was worth the effort and the sacrifice of time and resources. Even though they were famous, they became companions, friends. They used their fame and their platforms for something much bigger than themselves. I was changed, really, by being with them. They were so interested in the cause of Christ that they were willing to collaborate with a 20-something inexperienced pastor from a rural church in Pennsylvania to help the cause of Jesus. Their fame did not deter them from the mission. It actually enhanced the mission. The apostles were using their platform for the work of the kingdom. Not their own kingdoms. Peter had become a rock star, though. People were just trying to get caught up in the wake of this guy's shadow. Peter was that powerful through the power of God. power of God in the shadow of a man could heal somebody. That's just stunning. But what was going on here? And what we see is that more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. This was about building the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is built by the power of God and the willing availability of a fisherman, willing to be used by God, not for his own glory, but for the glory of Jesus. So what is the principle at play for all of us in this story? God takes a fisherman and turns him into a demonstration of the power of God. What has God given you to love people with and to touch their lives? Peter was given the power to heal the sick. It changed people's lives. But it also was a part of the bigger story of God. He joined in and gave God the glory. What is God asking you to join into? Big or small? An unknown pastor from a rural church? A fisherman? Occupation doesn't really matter. Whether we're well-known or nobody, the question is still the same. Are you willing to offer what you have so that you can be a part of this bigger story, God's bigger story? Who knows what God might do with a willing soul? He did something amazing with a fisherman's shadow.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.